This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. This week, we wrap up our Volcanic California tour, visiting several more special places you could add to the list, whether your road trip is for real and right now, or imaginary at this point. Let's start with Medicine Lake Highlands, 14 miles south of Lava Beds National Monument by gravel road. The Modoc National Forest terrain here truly qualifies for the lunar landscape label, often used to describe volcanic lands. In 1965, astronauts from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Texas came here to the pumice fields to prepare for the first moon landing. The lake itself, good camping in these parts, sits within the caldera of the largest shield volcano in North America. Big medicine rites were traditionally held here, and still are, by various Native American tribal groups. About that lunar landscape, don't miss Glass Mountain, a 1,400-year-old flow of black obsidian and glassy dacite that ends suddenly in the stark contrast of white pumice, stone so light an average person could toss huge boulders with ease. But don't. All of the area's natural features and any artifacts are protected. Continuing east from Lava Beds and southeast from Alturas takes you to the South Warner Wilderness area, possibly the finest summer hiking spot in the state. Some 70,000 acres of streams, natural springs, and small glacial lakes. From 26-mile summit trail along the narrow crest, look east to Surprise Valley and Nevada's Black Rock Desert, or west over the entire Modoc Plateau and Mount Shasta beyond. The remote South Warners offer almost 80 miles of looping trails, so just come back if you want more, or if you had to leave early because you hit bad weather or hunting season. Predictable for the South Warner Wilderness is unpredictable weather, with freezing temperatures, thunderstorms, and brutal winds anytime, though less likely in July and August. Come prepared for anything, and bring everything. Back toward Mount Shasta is remote Ajumawi Lava Spring State Park, 6,000 acres of wilderness lakes fringed by oak, pine, juniper, and chaparral, one of the largest freshwater spring systems in the world. You can reach Ajumawi, where the waters meet, only by boat, be it kayak, canoe, or fishing skiff. In addition to solitude, Mount Shasta presiding, highlights include fascinating basalt formations, good birding, and fishing. Wander 20 miles of trails, but you'll need special equipment to explore otherwise, because this is very rugged lava landscape. To get here, from MacArthur, head north on Main, past the Intermountain Fairgrounds, and continue on dirt road through PG&E's MacArthur Swamp, known locally as the Rat Farm, to reach the boat launch parking area. That catchy nickname refers to a one-time muskrat farmer who freed his herd right here. For more park information, contact the rangers at nearby MacArthur-Burney Falls State Park. Ajumawi facilities include 9 very basic first-come tent sites, all within a few miles of the boat launch. Pack out everything you bring. Do bring mosquito repellent, and watch for bears. And oh yeah, rats! Very big rats with large flat tails. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.